When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time for some college football. And if you didn't know, or maybe you forgot, today is National Signing Day. It's getting underway. And
the ESP.
The
the early signing period.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What? Yeah, you like that? You know what's the question?
And not, so weird.
I know
now.
I just jumped in, but the question I have is doesn't this seem like, and I would love to talk to like a current high school coach, and I should probably reach out to some of my buddies that do coach high school still, but doesn't it seem like there's a perfect storm of events happening right now that really are against high school players at this point? Because you're having roster sizes are going to be limited. You're really cutting at least 30 players off of each team moving into next year, right? We've heard from a number of high school coaches, college coaches talking about it. Then you add in the fact that there's some guys still have a COVID year. Like next year, I think, should be the last year of COVID years. And when you look at all the kickbacks on down, it just seems like high school players right now this year at a complete disadvantage in terms of getting where they want to go unless they're an elite talent.
And then not just that, in terms of even media stuff, like the college football playoff rankings dropped last night.
Right.
So that's dominating a ton of the discussion. The
portal announcements.
Today.
Yeah, it's just, woo, man, it's crazy out there right now.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same as it used to. I mean, I'm sitting here on Own Three's website. I know Rusty Manziel does a lot of work with and stuff. And one of the metrics they have is, you know, they go across, it's 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, all the players and then your rankings. And then it has I noticed this dollar amount. And I go, what does $125K mean next to Florida's name?
Oh, wow.
And you know what it means? It's their average NIL amount of the class, I'm assuming.
Average projected value?
Average.
Or average what they are being paid?
It says average NIL.
Oof.
So I was like, that's new. I've never noticed that before. And then I went over to 247 Sports. Theirs doesn't have that. So On3 has another caveat for ranking these kids. Alabama's is 253, by the way. Georgia's is 169. It's just crazy. Ohio State's is at 211. It's just another thing that you add in there. And obviously Michigan's is inflated because of Bryce Underwood's money.
Well,
but
who do you got? Because I'm having trouble pulling up the 247. Who was the top five teams in terms of rankings?
I've got it up here right now. That's what I was going to get to. So they ranked as Georgia at 1, Alabama 2, Ohio State 3, Texas 4, and Auburn at 5. So and according to this write-up by Anna Adams, Georgia's atop the rankings and looking to try to finish that battle as being.
What are you? Are you on 247?
I'm on CBS Sports, but
okay.
it takes you to 247. Yeah,
right.
Her that's exactly she. Yeah, that's. But you know what's funny is you go to On3, you flip Alabama and Georgia, right? And because Alabama's 1 and Georgia's 2, but then you flip Ohio State and Texas because Ohio State's 3 and the 1 Tiffany read. They have Texas and On3. So that's how everybody ranks them differently, you know, like these
like
sites.
What they call their composite team recruiting ranking.
Yeah. So. It's just funny. One thing I'll say is that I know we got to talk about the playoff. Florida was a team that was like 60 something in August.
Yeah.
They're now to 11 in most. And 247, they're 11. On3, they're 11. There's one, I think, that they're at, I think the Rivals has them at 3, 10. They have made a huge jump, and there's rumors that they might flip Florida State interior offensive lineman who's a five-star, Solomon Thomas.
Well, that was going to be my next question, and that's what I'll finish on. How much are you, in terms of what you used to worry about signing day, how much are you still really worried about it? Because I have trouble with it. To me, I'm like, I think Michigan flipped a Bama guy like last week or the week before, and he's a good player. And I'm like, okay, does that mean like in a year he won't come to Alabama? Does that mean that the money, that he didn't just like the coaching staff? Does that mean that the money's better? It's just so much harder to know about any of this stuff and what their career will end up being because you don't know where they're going to be in 6 months. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just – these coaches, man, they've got their work cut out. I don't blame Gus Malzahn. I'll just say that.
Good question. I don't blame him either. And then also with Andrew Luck coming back to be the GM of Stanford. So the first time I really heard about GMs in college football, it was actually doing the Minnesota-Wisconsin game. And I was talking to the SID, getting ready for postgame stuff, and he mentioned going to check on something with their GM. And my head went, wait, what?
Yeah.
What? What?
When Bama brought Kalen DeBoer, they brought his GM with him. It was like a big deal.
So it's more of a, I guess, thing now. But, I mean, it's something you're going to have to deal with as you navigate this landscape of NIL and money and talent.
It's so weird. Tough. I'll say this real quick, and then I know we'll get on to the playoff. This is my last thing. I think it still matters, and here's why. Because your core comes from the players you sign out of high school. You take through the portal and you kind of you highlight things, right? Like, hey, we need this, and we got a young core of DBs coming in, but we really need a stud cornerback. Can we go buy one? That's essentially how they're looking at it now. Can we go buy one? Yeah. Can we go get one in free agency?
Open market.
And that's through the portal. And I think that's where
GMs come in.
Really, yeah, to have the GM, because you got to handle the money, you got all of that stuff. And so I think if you're still building a core, notice that the top teams, the teams in the college football playoff, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, they're all high up there.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.